back, and we have Ann Morrison from Twiland.info. By the way, there's a link in on our Deagle Network directly to your Twiland site. I know our guy Jim Quercy is going to be setting up for a paper. You know, a very minimal cost to pay to view this amazing blog, because I think you've got one of the best science blogs anywhere on the planet that deals with real issues, with real science and references. Last night we had a 5.2 earthquake in Borrego Springs, 72 miles from here. And as I said, there are three major reasons why we need to really watch earthquakes and volcanism lately. If you look at the subduction fault zone off of the coast of Vancouver, lower British Columbia, Washington, Oregon State, Northern California, every 300 years is a 9.1 to 9.3 level earthquake with a tsunami that wipes out the local coastal population. And the native people there have a thing called the Dance of the Thunderbird. Last night, this fault zone, which is went through Borrego Springs, 74 miles away, I was sitting in my office because sometimes I'm a little bit hyper, and I was down here at 1:06 a.m. California time, and our house is on a concrete pad. The house is about 5,000 square feet, and we have another 3,000 square feet of concrete pad around it, rebar directly into the second hardest rock on the planet, blue granite. We don't have a basement here. This is like, and we're on a mountain, basically, around 1,200 feet. So we're 7-8 miles from the coast, but on a mountain with an 800-gated community, and the floor was like rubber. And the house was rocking and rolling. I'm telling you, it was loud as anything. It was unbelievable. And that was only 5.272 miles away. This fault zone is connected to the San Andreas, and when that goes, just the 1.5-meter vertical upthrust in downtown Los Angeles, if it moves 6 inches, all of those buildings, both single-family homes to skyscrapers, are coming down. It'll be far, far worse than the movie San Andreas with the rock. And there's three reasons why that's happening. The first reason is gravity waves from deep space from the return of the Nemesis dwarf star, which, by the way, after the Atacama Large Millimeter Array data came in after 5 years of being offline and updating their gravitonic sensors, that's the point where I started asking tough questions to Professor McKenney, and he started squirming. I have a talent at asking questions. If I don't know, I'm going to ask like a good three-year-old now, 63 years older than that. Ask tough questions that people don't want to answer. And when I ask questions and find out from my scientists and the references, plus classified sources and supernatural sources, we're heading towards some major earthquakes, and eventually we're going to have a crustal slip called a lithospheric disjunction, where the actual crust of the earth is going to move on the mantle. That's going to happen in our future, it says in the Bible. And people need to be aware of the amount of destruction that could happen in California alone. We're talking about in the ranges of trillions of dollars of damage, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people dead, gas lines blown, power lines go, food supplies, gasoline supply, major hubs for transportation gone, and overpasses knocked down. And we're not talking about a minor thing. We're talking about something that could literally destroy the economy of California and the United States. The eighth largest economy on the planet is California. 74% of the parts for our military industrial complex are made here. And all the high-tech technology that we talk about, including our space technology like the Aurora, the TR-3B, and others that are classified Tier 1 science, are all made here or tested here in California. So, we have geotectonic weapons in near space where they can actually set up a harmonic wave over a tectonic plate like a frequency that can actually start to release a telluric force in a fault zone. And we can very easily set up what's called telluric frequency modulated disruptors that can convert a megaquake to a microquake. So you could have thousands or hundreds of microquakes a day you wouldn't feel, and you wouldn't have a macroquake that'll destroy cities and kill people and disrupt lines of communication. But they're not going to do it, because they're making America and presenting America as a sacrifice to the astral god. People need to understand this. America's being set up for a fall, aren't they?
I'd say so. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me now. I've been looking at earthquakes since 2002, actually 2000, and I've been tracking them. And these earthquakes that are happening, remember the earthquakes that happened on the Triple Fault just offshore Ecuador?
Right.
And at that time, on my blog, I said, well, this happened at a triple junction. And so either the energy can go out to the Pacific Rise, or it can go down along the coast of South America, the Nazca Plate, to Chile, or it can go up, and if it goes up, it'll hit the San Andreas Fault.
Yeah.
And what it did, the next earthquake that happened at that almost exact location went down. Now, I hadn't included down, but it went from about 20 miles deep to about 200 miles deep.
Yeah, I know, it's really crazy. One of the visions I had many years ago, I was traveling to Pagosa Springs to go to a conference in Colorado when I lived and practiced there. And I had a vision of literally millions of people walking over the mountains coming from California to the Four Corners area and to western Colorado because of the level of destruction in California. I can tell you it's coming. And, of course, you're not going to see the government using anything like their research and noise-canceling technology or tell your current control. The fact is we have a dwarf star in deep space that's energizing it. We have climate that's crazy. The jet stream's crazy, which also changes the pressure waves over the Earth itself, which can trigger earthquakes. We've got fracking, which also can trigger what we call frackquakes. We have all kinds of reasons why things are going crazy. In Oklahoma, for example, they've actually had to have laws to actually reduce the amount of exchange of materials for this very heavy saltwater slurry that's being pumped back down in the wrong area of the rock surfaces. And the amount of earthquakes there, really big ones, in Oklahoma is pretty daring and insane. I mean, we're not talking about little ones from once in a while. We're talking about pretty daring big ones all the time now in Oklahoma. So I'm very concerned, and I don't think America, I don't think that this, you know, I call the whore of Babylon, America, is prepared to repent. I see the judgments on America with this bisexual maniac in the White House and his political hirage to bring an invasion, which Hillary Clinton says she's going to increase by 5 times the amount of Muslims that are unvetted coming into America. I cannot see us having our civil rights or our public ability to actually have open speech. If Hillary gets in, I can guarantee you she will have totalitarian control, and she'll have a bipartisan domestic security bill after terrorism strikes America with a grip of the satanic grip of the Chrislam, Christianity and Islam fused together into the clenched titanium fist of Satan. And if people think that's not going to happen, they're a fool, and they're going to suffer first and die hard.
Okay, people should know that the San Jacinto Fault.
Yeah.
You can tell I don't speak Spanish very well.
San Jacinto
is not on the San Andreas Fault.
Right.
Right. The San Andreas Fault goes like through Palm Springs. If you people hear about Palm Springs because they've got golf there, and it's a community of rich people that they got nice stuff there. So you know where that is. That is where the San Andreas Fault is.
Right.
But this one, Barango Springs, went through the San Jacinto Fault.
San Jacinto, and by the way, that fault zone goes south to the area near Ensenada as well, which is about 75-80 miles south of Tijuana. And that's a major fault zone there in Ensenada where the Mexicans are actually planning to build nuclear reactors to sell power back to California. And it's a major fault zone.
Wow.
Crazy, hey?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, now you have to understand that the San Andreas Fault is at the edge of the North American tectonic plate.
Right.
And that means that east of the San Andreas Fault is the North American tectonic plate.
Right.
West of the San Andreas Fault is the Pacific tectonic plate. And the Pacific plate is moving northwest, and the North American plate is moving southeast. And so that's what's causing the earthquakes along the San
Yeah.
Fault. Sorry about that. And actually, I had just been looking at the San Jacinto Fault, and there was another earthquake in that same area. So we think that what's going to happen is that it may trigger north of, where is it, Mojave?
Mojave Desert, yeah. Yeah, it's only 24 miles between this San Jacinto fault zone and the San Andreas. And by the way, the San Andreas is the longest, deepest, and most, we call it, recoil stored in the rocks of any fault zone on planet Earth. And there's, do you know how many meters of recoil is stored in the rocks in the San Andreas?
No. Do I want to know? Okay, tell me.
It's over 4 meters.
Wow.
If it moves 6 inches, it'll destroy most of the large cities in the fault zone within 25 to 30 miles. And outside that, 50 to 75 miles, will be a lot of destruction. The gas lines, the transportation, everything. And the problem is people don't realize it's not just the initial buildings falling on people that will kill them. It's the fires that will be triggered off. It's the loss of food and water. It's the level of literally violence and destruction that will occur afterwards that's going to be unbelievable. You'll literally see people trying to stream out of California, if necessary, on walking to get out of there.
Well, there have been swarms of earthquakes. Now, we're talking swarms magnitude, under magnitude 2. So
right.
Normally those aren't, you know, they're shallow and people don't pay much attention to them. But
right.
Along the San Jacinto Fault, there have been swarms of earthquakes. Not on the San Andreas Fault. Now, the San Andreas Fault runs from the Sea of Cortez,
right,
and it comes up through the Mojave Desert,
right,
and it leaves California through San Francisco Bay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Isn't that crazy? It leaves out and then goes out in the ocean there.
And goes into the ocean,
And then connects up with the Cascadia subduction zone fault zone. And by the way, there's what's called seamounts, which are basically under-oceanic volcanic mountains under the ocean off the Oregon coast. And people don't understand the most active set of, in terms of territory on the planet, of volcanic activity. Guess what place it is? Oregon. There's more active volcanoes in Oregon than there is in Eritrea in Africa. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
But we're going to be talking about Oregon later because things are happening in Oregon. There's a magma movement of significant extent.
Uh-huh.
What happened was that they had noticed that there were swarms of earthquakes under Mount Hood and under Mount, I want to say St. Helens, but it wasn't Mount St. Helens. And they characterized Mount Hood as movement along fault lines that run under
right.
it.
Right.
And they characterized the other mountain as magma movement. Well, they've looked at that now, and they're rethinking what they thought because they put more sensors up there. You know, Southern
right.
California has earthquake sensors and fault movement sensors all over, and they spent a lot
yeah.
of time characterizing the San Andreas Fault. Well, that's not true in other states because the other states don't have. The San Andreas Fault.
Yeah, but here's what we do have, though, and I discovered doing a lot of research in this, and most people aren't aware that they've literally covered almost every square mile of America with drilling and seismic testing for the oil industry. And if you cover most of the areas where possible earthquakes could happen, all the way from Washington State right across the United States, the amount of oil industry data on what we call on drilling results and fault zone activity is monumental. There's a you know, gigabytes of data available where they could actually put into models to predict where their fault zones could occur, even if they're not active right now. And the best way to actually determine that activity is, believe it or not, from space, because you can see the change in gravity waves around fault zones. Isn't that interesting? Is actually you use what's called torsion field imaging. It's similar from near space to what we do with the Atacama Large Millimeter Array that looks at gravity waves. And I talked to my agents and contacts at the NSA and the U.S. Space Command, and they could tell gravity waves from around a specific model of Russian sub 3 or 4 miles down in the Silurian Trench in the oceans, in the Pacific Ocean, and tell you what model and how fast it was moving and exactly what depth of a Russian sub from the gravity waves from deep in the ocean floor. So we can actually see the gravity waves around fault zones and tell when there's a change that's likely to trigger off a change in the ground, tell your occurrence. and the harmonic frequencies. In fact, we have every fault zone on Earth mapped in Space Command and know the harmonic frequencies because we can actually trigger them just like we did in China 4 years ago. We trigger that earthquake by setting up what's called and you can see it in the clouds when you see these weird colors in the air atmosphere because it causes ionization. And you see the ionization clouds that appear above the fault zone, and it killed 180,000 Chinese, including 90,000 children in western China. It was a giant depot for underground resources for a possible future war. And we saw it from space because of telluric, because of what's called these torsion field imaging technology we have, which we've had, by the way, since the early 60s. And we triggered off that earthquake to destroy them. People don't know this. I'm releasing more classified information on more projects than any other individual in human history. And I'm going to tell you, this is very scary because we could stop these earthquakes in California by not just monitoring them, but by literally using noise-canceling headphone technology, which would set up noise-canceling frequencies that could trigger off microquakes. So you'd have thousands of microquakes a day, so you wouldn't have a macroquake. Because we don't release this recoil in the rocks. If we don't have a way of converting to microquakes, when a gravity wave from deep space comes in, or we have a major change in what's called the Earth geotectonics occurring from, say, planetary alignments, because planetary alignments, what they do is they act in what's called a gravity lensing effect. So when Saturn and Jupiter particularly align in the larger planets, they actually create what's called a gravity lensing effect that can trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes. And when the gravity waves hit the deep mantle of the Earth, the ringwoodite releases nascent oxygen and hydrogen, and that converts to nascent water, and water lowers the melting point of rock, creating magma, which creates earthquakes and volcanoes. So it's literally, believe it or not, superheated steam created by gravity waves from deep space that actually trigger off earthquakes. They can occur from planetary alignments or the approach specifically of large dwarf stars, which we have 10,000 dwarf stars for every star in our galaxy. And we have an approaching one with orbital objects around it that the global elite and Space Command knows about and has known about for many years. They call it Planet X. That's why they debunked Pluto to call it Planet 9, which is, you know. But the fact is, and I'm releasing all this information, but people say, well, how come you're still alive, Dr. Deagle, if you know all this stuff firsthand? And why can you ask all these questions? Say, God gave me the skill sets to know nuclear physics, chemistry, biology, geotectonics, space weather. And I have like the Vulcan mind meld. I absorb everything. I photograph everything in my mind. I never forget anything. And when I analyze all these things and put it all together, I am freaked out that the fact that our scientific community aren't facing the music, that even things like Fukushima Daiichi is changing the plasma physics of the Pacific Ocean. People don't realize these ionizing isotopes connect the fourth and fifth layers of the Van Allen radiation belt, which is what's called the tropospheric and the lithospheric layers. Lithospheric means it's connecting to the crust of the Earth. And these layers change the geotectonics of the planet because the isotopes change the plasma physics of the lower Van Allen radiation belt. The upper three layers are 22,000 miles out. That means because they let Fukushima continue, it's increasing earthquakes in Alaska, increasing the chances of a San Andreas fault zone occurring because they haven't fixed Fukushima, believe it or not. Scary.
It's pretty darn scary, right?
Yeah.
But in any case, we had predicted this recently. Oh, and I was going to tell you about Mount Hood in Oregon. And what happened was that they are putting in, well, they're drilling down to see if they can use it as a source of energy, geothermal energy. And so now they're found out that it could be a phrenic volcano, and that means there'd be a lot of steam with it because they found water in Mount Hood close to the magma.
The magma only occurs when water lowers the melting point of rock. I'm going to get the professors on from Northwestern University. They're all the scientists that have proven this, and Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute in Eureka, California. This is all science. It's not my conjecture. Every volcano and every earthquake always has water associated with it. Interesting, hey?
Do I hear music?
I do. I hear that we're now on break. By the way, I got my computer fixed. What an ordeal. My God, you wouldn't believe it. Here's what happened. My computer, I wanted to increase it because I was doing live stream because it was crashing because it didn't have all the power. So I got my guy, Jack Frieden, to put in a new chip that's a hex, which is a i7 hex processor at 3.3 gigahertz, and to put in a new RAM chip, 24 gigabytes. And when he did that, he had to get a new power source. Then the computer was locking up, and it wasn't getting the updates. So Microsoft had done, it wasn't a virus, because I got ESET, which is a super high virus protection. Microsoft had actually locked up my computer by not allowing me, because I refused and emailed them to stop trying to send me stuff to update to Windows 10. So they locked up my computer, so I had to do what's called a complete rebuild. Luckily, I had Carbonite, so I had to take everything off my computer, strip it down to the bone, and relaunch everything, and it's not finished. It'll be done today.
Increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So Ann, in the first hour I did open lines, and I went over Kevin Barrett's Scholars for 9/11 Truth and his revelation that the so-called visa numbers for all of the 9/11 Saudis and North African pilots, not one of them was on the entry list for any of these so-called aircraft that went into the World Trade Center towers. By the way, they were not American airliners, they were E-10s, and actually, in fact, from my classified sources, which I'm not going to give, these E-10s were refurbished and set up in Fort Collins, Colorado, and shipped specifically for this war game. And in fact, I know in personal names the actual radar commanders that put the false icons on the screen for 9/11 for U.S. Space Command and NORAD. So when people want to say it was a tall Saudi Arabian by the name of Tim Osman, a.k.a. his CIA name, Osama bin Laden in renal failure in a cave in Afghanistan, I want to punch him in the face intellectually. I am sick and tired of people who want to not believe the truth and are putting us all in danger.
Okay, well,
so you can see why I'm frustrated by this. Now 15 years in, and now we have more and more evidence that we're facing something that's probably a lot worse than 9/11 coming, probably in the last few months of the term of Obama. And if Hillary comes in and she's not indicted after the Philly conference, she's probably going to be elected. Just because of demographics, and because Trump, although he has a strong support, including mine, he's alienated enough, what I call dumb as rocks, middle-aged women, suicidally, financially stupid, some of the blacks and Hispanics, which, by the way, they're suffering more under Obama than anybody. Anybody smart like Mary Elder, who's an attorney on Fox News, a black journalist, intelligent, realizes that Obama is a plague on them. But yet, the support and the demographics, if she's not indicted after Philadelphia, She will be president, and we will have the spirit of Jezebel destroying the last vestiges of what America is.
Well, okay. So anyway, the San Andreas Fault, like Dr. Deagle said, runs out through San Francisco Bay,
right,
and then it runs up north, and it gets into the Cascadia earthquake zone,
right,
off of the coast, off the northwest coast of the United States. And right there, they're building seamounts under the ocean. And those seamounts will become a new range of mountains in, I don't know, 2,500 years or something. Because the Pacific Northwest, the North American tectonic plate is rising up in the Pacific Northwest, whereas the Pacific Ocean tectonic plate is falling down. We expect Southern California to decrease in altitude, and we expect the northern part of the coast to rise in altitude. And anyway, this San Jacinto quake that occurred is an indication that energy that was released off the coast of Ecuador, and there were two large earthquakes. One of them was about 20 miles deep. The other one was about 200 miles deep.
Right.
And when I saw that 200-mile deep one, I thought, oh, this is not good, because it's going to disturb the fault on the Pacific Ocean, where the two plates meet, but in the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
And that looks like that might happen. And so the energy now has transferred north. It didn't transfer down to Chile. It didn't go out to the East Pacific Rise. Instead, it went north. It's in Southern California. It's very close to where Dr. Bill Deagle lives.
Right.
And did it shake you out of the chair or anything?
Just about. I was sitting down. If I was standing up, I would have been thrown to the floor. The concrete pad that we're on, our home is 5,000 square feet, and the pad around it, because our contractor would build our home initially 24 years ago, is another 4,000 square feet, roughly, concrete pad around the home, all rebar directly into Blue Granite Mountain, which is the second hardest rock on the planet. And literally, we sit on blue granite at 1,000, 1,200 feet, and it was like sitting on a chair on top of a rubber mat, bouncing. It was unbelievable, the creaking and shaking. And our house is built a super high construction, which means it's not going to fall down with a little earthquake. We were 74 miles from the Brigo Springs fault zone, which, by the way, in 1840, I had a connection and triggered off the San Andreas, and in the local area here killed 40 people and was just the admission for the Catholic Church. So, yeah, the big one's coming. And apparently, okay, the powers that be know the tellurium occurrence, indicating, just like that movie San Andreas, that there's an increase in these firing of higher energy pulses of energy across the fault zone. And they know, and they don't want to freak out the public, but they're not preparing them either.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back, and we're talking about the U.S. Geological Mount Hood. Mount Hood's a time bomb. Please tell us more about this detail, because Mount Hood is a very active volcano. In fact, the native people used to do the drum dance and march up the side of the volcano to appease the volcanic native spirits and throw young native girls into the volcanic maw that are literally tied up with their buckskin clothes on and burned alive in the volcano to appease the volcanic spirits of death. And that's been over many hundreds of years because they knew the volcano could cause a lot of trouble.
I thought that happened in Hawaii. I wasn't aware that it happened in the Pacific Northwest.
It does. It did in the past anyway. I don't think it does now. I haven't heard of any young female natives being thrown into the open maw of a volcano lately.
Well, young girls are disappearing. That's not a funny thing. I shouldn't. Excuse me. Anyway, in 2012, which was 4 years ago, and in 2014, we had multiple earthquake swarms. Now, remember, when I talk about earthquake swarms, I'm not talking big earthquakes. I'm talking less than a magnitude 2.
Right.
So they mostly are just seen on the sensors. Well, they're considering using Mount Hood as a geothermal source of energy, a green source of energy. And so they've been drilling into it, and they've been putting out detectors for earthquakes and whatever they can. And what happened in this year, We have a huge swarm of earthquakes at Mount Hood, and they had put out a statement that said that, well, we don't have to worry about them because they're just the fault zones are slipping. It's not magma intrusion. When you have magma intrusion, then you can think eruption, but if it's just fault lines slipping, you don't worry about it. Well,
there's two different things there. You're talking about what they're talking about is a magma thrust with a cloud of ash and dust that goes to the side of the mountain or the top of the mountain gets blown off like Mount St. Helens. If the fault zones are slipping, it means that energy is transferred down the fault zone, further north toward the Cascadia subduction zone, or south toward San Andreas. Right.
Well, as it turns out, what they discovered as they were drilling, they discovered water. And they also discovered magma. So they changed their minds. And they said when you've got water and magma together, then you've got a problem like Mount St. Helens. Now, you remember there was a geologist that says you don't have to worry about Mount St. Helens. It's having earthquake swarms, but you're all safe. But he went there to watch it, and what they were expecting was that the volcano would erupt through the caldera, that is, just straight up. But that's not what happens with these frantic volcanoes. What they do, and what Mount St. Helens did, was it blew out the side of the volcano, and
right.
There was a cloud of steam and ash, and that geologist died, as well as other people.
That's because he died of what's called bad. He had what's called a bad science anoma. He had a tumor of bad science that killed him.
Well, that's right, and I think that as a result of that, that's probably why they're looking now at Mount Hood. Looking at Mount Hood, they discovered that. Have you ever been to Timberline? Up there on Mount Hood, it's a lodge and a tourist.
No, never been there.
Well, it's very nice. I wouldn't go there, but they have Timberline Lodge there. You know, before when I was ignorant, it was a lot easier to enjoy vacations because I wouldn't think of all the things that could go wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's like Joel Skousen talking about secure homes and about the dangerous places to be downline of fault zones or... near nuclear plants or near big cities where if they lose all their infrastructure, all the people will be swarming like starving, walking dead, like Fear the Walking Dead miniseries that's on television now.
Yeah. Anyway, they got to looking at the GPS and that's run by the United States Geological Service,
right.
The USGS.
Right.
And as it turns out, it's saying when you look at the data that they've been collecting, it says that Mount Hood is in Northern California. So they've got some.
Why would they say that when they know it's in a different state?
Well, because the GPS coordinates said that it was in Northern California.
Oh, that takes stupid to new levels. Like, come on, guys. Yeah, get the right part of the continent at least.
Well, I doubt that anybody was even looking at that. I don't know. Maybe they didn't have a GPS person there.
They're too busy being incompetent and providing disinformation. See, there's a number of things. We have good science here telling us there's a problem coming. We don't have any public preparation for earthquakes to speak of. If you compare it to the earthquake preparation in Japan, which is earthquake central, I mean, Japan has, like, they're sitting literally on a swarm of earthquakes every day. And they're far more prepared, even their building design. We couldn't withstand a lot of the earthquakes that occur on a regular daily basis or weekly basis in Japan. We're not ready for it, and we have no public preparation whatsoever. The same thing is we have a Department of Offense, but no Department of Defense for biological terrorism, earthquake terrorism, or volcanism, I call terrorism, because, in a sense, not preparing something that's inevitable is a form of terrorism perpetrated by your own government. And the fact that we know that there's deep gravity waves coming from deep space, or the return of this nemesis dwarf star, or that there's a potential for actually geotectonically triggering them using harmonic space-based or near-space-based frequency harmonics, because if you hit it with the right frequency harmonic, it's like, these opera singers that could burst a glass across the room. They can modulate their voice until eventually the glass starts to create giant waves in it and it'll shatter it. Well, that process is identical to what happens in earthquakes. The interactions of the various levels of Van Allen radiation belt, including the lithospheric and tropospheric levels, lithospheric meaning the crust of the earth and tropospheric up to 80,000 feet, that's really dangerous. And people don't understand they've put nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere for torsion field imaging and for weather warfare and for geotectonic warfare, which now they've weaponized the planet, that increases the chances of earthquakes everywhere. By putting nanoparticles in the tropospheric layer of the Van Allen radiation belt, they increase the risk of earthquakes and volcanoes.
Well, we've been seeing increasing seismic activity ever since I started studying it, which was in 2000, I think.
Right. And these
maybe
are paramagnetic
even before
materials.
2000.
These are paramagnetic materials, which, by the way, are the same materials that were vaporized by the pulse of X-rays and neutrons that occurred when they demolished the World Trade Center towers. So in a sense, it's the same physics involved that puts us in danger of not preparing for earthquakes and volcanoes, and is the reason why they weaponized near space. They weaponized the planet, what they've done, believe it or not.
Yeah, what you're talking about is called resonance.
Yeah, the resonant plate. Harmonic frequency of every tectonic plate is recorded and tracked by U.S. Space Command.
And they were able to get the resonant frequencies when the 9-point-plus earthquake occurred off of the India in Sumatra. And they could, between all the seismic stations that they had, they mapped what the Earth is like inside the Earth. In other
right.
words, it was like an echo chamber.
Right.
And they said the Earth rang like a bell.
Right.
So they know a lot more than they ever did, and they're probably still processing the data. So they probably know exactly where to plant the charges because they have all this data that occurred with that earthquake, the Christmas earthquake off Sumatra.
Yeah, they don't need to plant a charge. They can start pumping in energy over days, weeks, or months, and eventually the tectonic, it's called the piezoelectric slip threshold is the fancy term for it, where the piezoelectric crystals pick up the harmonic resonance, and then eventually the mu, or resistance between the rock faces, drops towards zero. That's when the earthquake starts to cause a slip. So it's called a piezoelectric slip threshold of harmonic resonance. That's how it works.
Okay, well, because they had trouble with the GPS, the USGS GPS station that was mounted on Timberline Lodge, they think that they did that. They were unable that it masked the notice that they didn't notice this magma intrusion coming into Mount Hood, and they say that because of this GPS station error, they probably permeated in many different USGS data sources and files. And like I said, right now it shows Mount Hood in Northern California.
Yeah, well, it's almost like it's on-purpose disruption of the data stream. So other smart scientists elsewhere that are not under the government control of the U.S. Geological Survey, which, by the way, tried to hide the data about 9/11 in their data stream, and I was able to, with the help of my friends, nuclear physicists, actually pull out that data stream and analyze and prove that 9/11 was an inside job with nukes. So they tried to both plant the information and disturb it so an independent scientist can't pull it apart and find out what was going on.
I thought that's what fires were for.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. They have all kinds of ways of hiding data, you know, just like Hillary's server and thousands of emails going, including CIA operatives in the field being put in danger or other operations like drone kills. There are actually emails regarding drone kill operations that she says were not secure, and she looks at you straight in the face. It's like, this woman is amazing at being able to lie. She can look at you with those big gonker eyes and tell you, oh, yeah, there were no drone kill things there. There were no CIA operative emails. There was nothing classified. I mean, God help us if she gets into office. God help us.
God help us.
Yeah.
Anyway, while they were doing drilling, because they were doing exploration for geothermal energy, they discovered that there was a lava flow just south of Timberline Lodge. I'm assuming that's not in California.
Whoa. No, yeah, no.
they drilled down 250 feet, and they discovered this lava flow. And it's not basalt. Apparently, it's something called andesite-based lava, and it's less viscous, which means that it flows easier. It's got a higher silica content and is typically highly gas charged. And therefore, that combination mixed with water is very explosive. And
That's interesting.
So Fair Hills in the Caribbean Sea had one of those explosions, and so did Mount St. Helens. Now, they think that Mount St. Helens is also building up a lava plume, but they now are turning to Mount Hood. Now, I was always told that if the problems were at Mount Rainier, that's when I should be concerned. But, you know, they're looking at these mountains more closely now. One, because they have the expertise out of the Southern California, all the effort that's gone into monitoring the Southern California faults, and two, because we want green energy. So the risk mask, the risk map from eruptions for Mount Hood, well, it might not just go out the caldera, the top of the mountain. The Bull Run watershed is nearby to Mount Hood, and it provides the bulk of clean water for the city of Portland. Now, Portland, Oregon is where most Oregonians live. I think 90% of them live in Portland.
Yeah.
And if this Mount Hood should go, one, it might contaminate the water source, but two, when Mount St. Helens went, my brother lived in Lake Oswego, which is really close to Portland, and they got 2 or 3 inches of dust, and they didn't know enough to wear masks when they were cleaning up the ash fall.
It cuts your airways to pieces. In fact, there's stories going back hundreds of years when the volcanoes went off in Iceland and the ash landed on all the way down to France, but over in Norway, near Bergen. Yeah. It actually shattered, it could cut the airways of the horses, and they literally bled to death through their nose and their airways and died suffocating on blood and clots in their airways.
Yep, that's exactly what happens. And so I just want to put out a warning to people in Portland or in Oregon, but especially since most of the people are in Portland, that you can see Mount Hood from downtown Portland.
Oh, yeah.
That's how close it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. In fact, my son lives there with his wife, and then two kids were visiting next Friday over Father's Day weekend. And they have the NIOSH N95 masks we carry. As I tell people, some of the things you need to have preparation for are really simple to survive and thrive through all kinds of events, including nuclear warfare. But if you don't start the preparation today, one day too late is really late.
Well, I've been trying to talk my brother into moving out of Portland, but he likes the Pacific Northwest, and it is a beautiful place to live. So I've come to accept that if it blows and if he dies, that's at least he had the life he wanted. But it scares me, and I'm glad I'm out of there.
But where you are down in, I think you're in Missouri, right?
Well, it's at the confluence of two of the largest four rivers.
Right. rivers are literally hanging right over fault zones. There's actually a fault zone runs all the way from Washington State right to where you are. Like a big X, like Satan took his nail and went right across America and put a great big fault zone. It runs all the way from Washington State right through to your area and New Madrid fault system.
Well, that's nice. I'm not going to worry about it. Because we already had big earthquakes in the 1850s.
Yeah.
Here we had, two or three huge earthquakes that were felt as far away as Boston and Massachusetts. And what happened was because we are on a granite, we're on granite underneath us,
right,
is that if the granite did not shatter, it did not break, instead it melted together. And so we don't have the kind of rock that will sustain a large earthquake now.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah, in other words, we're on granite, too. In fact, what I tell people is what wave is our part of Northern California, Baja Island, floats past Los Angeles over the next 25,000 years and moves toward Washington State, because that's actually the movement of the tectonic plates. So we'll just wave as we pass, you know.
Well, you'll probably be on an island. I know that when I started my study and I was talking about it, you know, the people I worked with were all scientists or construction, you know, they were construction people, and they were, you know, they were interesting to talk to. They were educated, yeah. Smart.
Right.
And they said, well, I said, well, they said, you're going to be able to catch fish off your back porch.
Well, what I think will happen is, because the fault zone runs just north of Pendleton Marine Corps Base in Orange County, what we'll have is we'll have a very large island here going all the way down to Baja.
Yeah, exactly.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, and we're going to do a live stream afterward. By the way, if you want to log in to watch it live, you can do that by just going into live stream, sign up. You'll get a notice when it comes on an email to you that, hey, your live stream's playing. You go and hit the live stream button. You want to download it to your phone or iPad, and you can watch the video live. And you can even go to Skype and send a message to us if you want to raise a question. And if you want to literally talk on audio, you're making requests. I say, can I come on air? if I see your question or comment and it's reasonable, it's on track and on subject, yeah, I can bring you on air and you can actually talk on the program with NutriMedical One, the number one. And let's talk about Zika. This is pretty scary stuff, isn't it?
Yes. The CDC has reported new cases. So this is where this is where it's going to. And it's now found in St. Bartholomew, also known as St. Bart's, and in Grenada in the Caribbean Sea, in Peru and Argentina in South America, and in Papua New Guinea in Polynesia.
Wow.
So it's very important that you read the travel advisories before planning your trip to paradise. Otherwise, you may end up in fool's paradise.
Remember, by the way, all women, pregnant women are being tested for Zika virus in Jamaica. And of course, the fact is the federal government is not moving quickly enough on this for Zika virus public health protection, are they? They're dragging their feet. It's ridiculous.
They're dragging their feet. They should they had screening for Ebola, but they have no screening for Zika.
Ebola was extremely unlikely to come here, and Zika is here, and it's spreading like wildfire.
Well, and it's spreading as an STD, and also just because of our culture here, you know, we don't stand far enough, we don't keep social distance.
And by the way, they're telling them now, the WHO has warned all women in Zika-infested countries to stop having pregnancies. Pretty serious stuff.
They have said that. They said any place where there's local transmission, they want women to stop getting pregnant for 2 years.
Yeah, but it's 2 years and 2 years and 2 years. Why, is it going to be gone in 2 years? Not likely. Are you kidding?
No way. No.
No.
Unfortunately,
if women get infected, it might be in their uterus 2 years or 5 years from now. So if they get infected, they may be permanently, basically, incapable of having a normal pregnancy.
That's exactly right. And we don't know that because they're not sure how it gets into the placenta, but they think that it may be coming from the ovaries.
Right. You reviewed this a few weeks ago very brilliantly, that Zika virus and all RNA viruses, including yellow fever and West Nile virus, etc., evade the normal immune system alarm systems, so that the idea that you're going to create a vaccine against this is delusional, because also RNA viruses under oxidative stress mutate very quickly and change their base pairs, and Zika has 10,000 base pairs. There's only a 15 base pair change to weaponize it under the stress of the oxygen, OX513A. So yeah, this is very scary stuff.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bill. I think we got some good information out there.
We did, and we'll get to do an update after the show. We want to thank you for checking it out and to support Ann and Twilight.info. She takes donations. We need you to support NutriMedical and getting all your wellness needs here at NutriMedical. Don't go elsewhere. Don't think anybody else can provide you the care and support that Dr. Bill and NutriMedical can. Our order line, 888-212-8871, NutriMedical.com, and our other website, clayandiron.com. We'll be back in a minute with the host with the most, Michelle, and your questions by email or phone, 888-212-8871. Back in a moment with the firing line.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.